The man's power is active, progressive, defensive. He is imminently the doer, the creator, the discoverer, the defender. His intellect is for speculation and invention. His energy for adventure, for war, and for conquest, wherever war is just, wherever conquest necessary. But the woman's power is for rule, not for battle, and her intellect is not for invention or creation, but for sweet ordering, arrangement, and decision. She sees the qualities of things, their claims and their places. Her great function is praise.